I'm Wendy Burke. News just ahead. A tertiary educational institution and a local business have been forced to close their doors as a result of a number of COVID-19 positive cases. The UWI Cavehill campus closed its entire administrative complex after a member of staff came into contact with a relative who tested positive for the virus. Mega hardware store Kuiman has reported that two of its staff have also tested positive for COVID-19. The company said contact tracing has begun and it will close its doors until further notice. Ministry of Health officials report that a Barbadian man has died from complications associated with COVID-19, bringing the total to date to 9. Health Minister Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick said the most recent, an 83-year-old, was seen at the Accident and Emergency Department yesterday when his COVID-19 test returned positive.
The 83-year-old male was seen earlier at the Accident and Emergency Department back in December, 12th of December, and was discharged to the home of his relatives. And last night, or yesterday, I should say, an attempt was made to having booked into a small nursing home in the south of the country where he would have spent approximately an hour and a half before he was taken to the accident and emergency department where he passed away.
Minister Bostick disclosed that contact tracing is ongoing at the nursing home and there's no need for alarm or panic because the exposure was limited. He said the 8th person, an 84-year-old man, died on Sunday. And head of infectious diseases and control, Dr. Corey Ford, also provided an update on patients at the isolation facilities.
At present, we have 9 patients in that area. 7 of them are Barbadian. We have 1 Trinidad national and 1 international. And there are 3 females and 6 females, ranging between the age of about 41 to 63 years of age. I will inform you this morning that 2 of these persons in that area are now ventilated. What that means is they're on a life support machine for oxygen.
Head of the infectious centers, Dr. Corey Ford. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley says her government is not opposed to hazard pay for nurses. She's cautioned the National Union of Public Workers not to cloud the issue.
What I don't get is persons sicking out when we are still awaiting the union submitting the claim. The government does not know what the claim is. And with respect, we can't respond to something that has not been submitted. So that once that claim is submitted, Minister of Health has already met with the NUPW this week.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport wants a meeting with the Financial Services Commission and the General Insurance Association of Barbados to review insurance rates for PSVs. Chairman Roy Raphael has also repeated his call for government to undertake a review of the public transport sector in Barbados.
I'm not satisfied that we are really taking this industry seriously, but I don't believe that it is in the hands of some people to have the ability to move it to the next level. So I propose the government shall put together a special committee comprised of representatives of the stakeholders into the industry. I'm also asking for a feasibility study to be conducted into public transport in Barbados.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. Agriculture and Food Security Minister Indar Weir is assuring farmers that their concerns about monkeys destroying livestock and crops have not gone on deaf ears. He was at the time responding to complaints made recently on VOB's Brass Tacks program. But the minister told Starcom Network News that his ministry was not made aware.
Now, if you have an investment and you're having problems with monkeys, wouldn't you contact the Ministry of Agriculture? I mean, acres of land, so this is a substantial investment. But what I can't do is follow a call that says I have acres of land. The person doesn't identify themselves. And none of these things are given. We have been having meetings in trying to come up with solutions to deal with monkeys.
Agriculture and Food Security Minister Indar Weir. And St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez has again rejected the imposition of curfews, a state of emergency, and outright lockdown measures in response to the pandemic. He, however, announced public holidays this coming Friday and Monday, saying the strain of the pandemic and the ongoing effusive eruption of La Soufrière volcano is beginning to show on the faces of citizens. And finally, Joe Biden has been sworn in as the 46th U.S. president at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. Vice President Kamala Harris has also taken her oath, becoming the first woman to hold that position. In his speech, Biden says the U.S. has much to do in this winter of peril and much to repair. And that's been the latest from Starcom Network News. I'm Wendy Burke.